like the baby, the reason the baby's crying is because he's
sleepy.
Okay. What do you say when you are telling the members of your family it's time to get up? How do you say that?
Time to get up.
Okay. Let's see. What do you, how do you describe somebody who is working out in the hot sun and they lose a lot of moisture on their skin? What do you call that?
Dry and thirsty.
Okay. But I'm talking about the dampness on your skin. What do you call that?
Sweat.
Okay. What do you call when you put a pot on the stove and it cooks until the little bubbles come up, you say it begins to...
Bead.
Okay. Can you? Is there any other way that people use to describe that? Like cook something until it...
Bubbles.
Well, the word that I'm looking for is also a word that's used to describe like a rising on your skin that has a
head.
But the word that I'm looking for has to do with what the bubbling is called.
Boiling?
Yes. Okay. What do you call a little blister that has water in it?
Poison.
Okay. If something... If you hurt yourself and it begins to get larger, what do you call that?
Swelling.
Okay. What do you call an injury like this? What would you call
sore.
That? Okay. What would you call it like if a man were injured, say in a battle, in a war or something?
He wounded.
Okay. Is there any kind of name that you can think of that's given to an injury that doesn't get well, that's got like, that's not healing properly? Inside the wound, it's not healing properly and it has to be...
Infection.
Hmm?
Infection?
Uh-huh. But it's described as a kind of white granular substance that forms around the edge and you know that it's not healing properly and you have to go to the doctor.
Infected. Yes.
Uh-huh. But do you know of any name for that? What kind of flesh is it that you call it that grows inside this kind of wound that doesn't heal?
Crab flesh.
Okay. Can you think of a kind of substance, liquid that you put on a cut so that it doesn't get infected? A brown liquid?
Mercurochrome.
Okay. Are there any other kinds?
Iodine.
Okay. Do you know of a... what form it comes in, I guess in a tablet that you take to avoid a fever like malaria or something like that?
Aspirin.
Now this is a stronger substance that you know that you wouldn't take ordinarily unless you were in an area where the mosquitoes carry diseases like malaria. You know?
And a blood builder too.
Okay, what do you use for colds or?
Quinine.
Okay, what else might it be used for?
What did you say? I forgot.
A blood builder?
Blood.
Okay, what is the kind of, box, I guess you'd say, that we use to bury people in? What is it called?
A coffin.
Okay, does it have any other names?
Casket. Coffin was the first.
Okay. What is the ceremony called where we honor people after they died before the
funeral?
Okay. And what do you say about the family of
bereaved?
Okay. What do you say when you see somebody that you haven't seen for a long time in greeting? What do you say to them?